I was just out and about. Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's daily NBA show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
What up, Hoops Handicappers? Thanks for streaming the Bet Slippin' Podcast. It's the NBA show. We're recording Tuesday, March 22nd. We have a small NBA slate tonight, just four games. It's a TNT doubleheader. The big matchups are the Atlanta Hawks versus the New York Knicks, which we will not be covering. But we will be talking about the Chicago Bulls versus the Milwaukee Bucks, a Central Division battle and a game between two teams that are in the top six seeds in the Eastern Conference. And then we'll also give a handicap and a pick in the Los Angeles Clipper and Denver Nuggets game. That is the second part of the TNT primetime doubleheader tonight. I went 2-3 yesterday in my best bets, moving my March record down to 26-22, my 2022 record to 91-69. And man, was I pissed off after last night. We are two winners, both happened in the 7 o'clock window. We won with the New Orleans Pelicans covering as 5.5 point underdogs. They lost to Charlotte 106-103. Led by 6 points entering the fourth quarter. So that money line sprinkle that we did, or that I did, was looking good. But Charlotte ended up getting past New Orleans. But we cashed the 5.5 ticket for New Orleans. Then we also hit with the Los Angeles Lakers, got plus 5.5 there, and the money line got home as well. They beat Cleveland 131-120 in a virtuoso performance by LeBron James. We discussed how LeBron James was pretty much the focal point of the handicap and his return to Cleveland. And if he dominated and had more impact than maybe just the box score would indicate, then the Lakers could get past the Cavaliers outright. And the 5.5 was definitely a sharp play. So LeBron came through for us, put up a 38, 11, and 12 triple-double. Was absolutely dominant against Cleveland, and the Lakers won by double digits. The next three games, all of which were losers, hurt in different ways. The Miami Heat lost. I gave that out as Heat favored 2.5 points. They lost to the Philadelphia 76ers 113-106 after closing as 7.5 point favorites when it was announced Joel Embiid and James Harden were going to miss that game. So we got 5 points worth of closing line value there, but ultimately Tyrese Maxey, the young guard for Philadelphia, a kid that I'm high on, just went nuts in the fourth quarter and took over that game. The 76ers attacked Tyler Hero on defense, and they won outright despite closing a 7-point underdog. So kudos to the 76ers. Man, I was pissed off about that. Obviously, we could have middled, or you could have middled, by taking the or tried to middle by taking the 76ers plus 7.5. It would have turned into a hedge because they won outright. But the next game that we lost on was the Toronto Raptors plus 3.5, playing the Chicago Bulls, where they lost 113-99. They were outscored by 15 in the second half in a game that I honestly felt like we're on the right side of. Chicago, though, hits tough shots. They have great wing players with LaVine and DeRozan, and they're a strong home team, and Toronto just didn't play well in the second half. So we lost that one. And then their third loser was as frustrating as the first two, maybe more so, depending on how you watched it or how you consumed all these bets. But Dallas beat Minnesota outright 110-108, but couldn't cover as 2.5 point favorites. They led by double digits in the second half, but fumbled in the clutch, and that ended up botching an ATS win and cover for us. That actually is a thing that Dallas has to overcome entering the playoffs, is how poor they are in tight games and down the stretch. It shouldn't have been a tight game because, again, Dallas is up double digits in the second half, but Minnesota made it close, and Dallas couldn't win by margin. So I feel as though that was on the right side as well. And I think we were trending toward the 5-0, 4-1 day, a big Monday to start out the week. It just didn't happen for us. So I plan on getting it back this week. And I'm looking at a 2-0 night, hopefully Tuesday. So let's get into those handicaps. But actually, before we do that, let me shout out the odds provider and sponsor of the Bet Slippin' Podcast, Tipico Sportsbook. They're a global sports betting leader that's now live in New Jersey and Colorado. You can make your favorite sports more interesting with Tipico's fast and easy mobile sportsbook app. New users from this podcast can get a special welcome bonus at usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. Terms and conditions do apply. You must be 21 or older to game, so please see Tipico's website for details. And if you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey and 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. Please remember to gamble responsibly. Okay, so there's only a four-game slate in the NBA tonight, Tuesday. I got two best bets. The first one, I'm taking the Chicago Bulls plus the points at the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm not chasing here. I'm not also a victim of recency bias. I actually wrote this game for the presenting website of this podcast, sportsbookwire.com. You can go obviously read it there or read it on my Twitter. Either way, I was set to write the Milwaukee Bucks to cover here and win by a landslide. And then as I started looking around and poking around, cleaningtheglass.com and thinking about it, had my morning coffee, contemplated the matchup, I felt like the Bulls ultimately were the better side plus the points. I'm not going to sprinkle on the money line if I'm being truthful here. And honestly, I might take a middle position if the Bulls could get into the getting a halftime with the lead. So if the Bulls are up like 5 points and the Bucks are like -7.5 in the second half, I might take the Bucks there and hope to scoop the pot by Bucks winning the second half line, but Bulls covering pre-flop. So that's how I might play this game. But either way, the Bulls plus points feels like the sharper play for me. There are basketball edges or basketball reasons for backing Chicago here. Milwaukee likes to push the pace. They play a lot of ISO ball through Giannis, Giannis and Chris Middleton. And they also allow opponents to fire up three-pointers. But Chicago has actually better offensive efficiency and defensive efficiency in isolation sets. Obviously, Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan are fantastic isolation players. Nikola Vucevic has had a down year, but he can give Brook Lopez some buckets. He's got the size and the offensive skills to at least make Brook Lopez work. And Chicago also actually has the best fast break offensive efficiency in the NBA. And they have the second best three-point shooting percentage. So if Milwaukee's going to let them chuck threes, they can get hot from deep. Also, the market is on Milwaukee for the obvious reasons. Everyone knows Chicago pees down its leg versus tough teams, and I think that's kind of baked into the line, right? They underperform versus top 10 teams, according to Cleaning the Glass, according to any basketball analytics site. And I think because that's so obvious, it's also clearly baked into Vegas or the odds makers' numbers here. And again, my first thought was to bet Milwaukee, but typically the most profitable bets you make or the ones that end up cashing the most, I guess that is most profitable, those are the ones that like you sweat about or worry about going into it, feel less confident about. So that's kind of the motivation or another part of the motivation for back in Chicago here. And there are situational edges in favor of the Bulls, including the Bulls being 4-1 straight up on the road and the second of a back-to-back. So they're also plus 9.0 ATS differential in those spots. So they're well overperforming market expectations. They have a plus 8.3 points per 100 possessions in those spots as well. And Milwaukee has grossly underperformed versus mid-tier teams at home. Now, Chicago is considered a mid-tier team because I think they're like 14th in adjusted net rating. Milwaukee is 7-7 straight up in those spots or against those teams, but they have a minus 1.2 points per 100 possessions or net rating, which is 17th in the NBA, and they have a minus 7.6 ATS differential, which is 28th in the NBA. Finally, Milwaukee covered against Chicago on March 4th, but I think it was misleading. They beat Chicago. They ended up covering, I think it was a 5.5-point spread. They ended up winning or covering by 0.5 point. I know that. And Chicago was actually up 5 points heading into the fourth quarter, and that game was tied with 5 minutes to play. So if you had the Bucks there, which I think we even had the Bucks there, we got a little lucky by them covering the spread, and I think that ATS result is misleading. So again, it's kind of a plug your nose and hold play. I've been kind of weary about Bulls games, and frankly, I haven't been very profitable betting Bulls games, but I'm going to take the Bulls here. If they lose, I might have to put them on the back burner for the near future. So either way, it is a plug your nose and hold bet, but I'm taking the Bulls plus the points here. And then the final game, the second game in the primetime doubleheader on TNT, I'm going with the Denver Nuggets laying 6.5 points as they host the Los Angeles Clippers. Los Angeles Clippers has slipped below 500 recently. They're 36-37. Nestled into that 8 seed in the West. And the Nuggets are 42-30 and currently the 6 seed in the West. But they're only a half game ahead of the Minnesota Timberwolves for the final non-play-in seed in the Western Conference. So they kind of need this game like blood. Like they don't want to be forced to play the Clippers in a play-in and then maybe the Lakers, who could have AD back. Who knows about that? Or the New Orleans Pelicans, who would be a tough matchup in a one-and-done situation for anyone, especially if they're at full health, sans Zion, who apparently isn't going to come back this year. But Denver really needs this game, right? They don't want to fall to the play-in seed. And I'm also going to Narrativeville for my rationale and backing the Nuggets minus the points here. First of all, Jokic versus the Marcus Morris storyline, I think, is very interesting, and I think it adds some boost Jokic's motivation in the spot here. So if you guys remember, Jokic and Marcus Morris's twin brother, Markieff Morris, got into an on-court altercation that actually led to Markieff Morris being injured and missing some time. This is when the Nuggets played the Heat. And Jokic's brother, I think, got into some beef with Morris on the sideline during that game. So there's some brother versus brother match beef between the Jokic and Morris brothers. I find that interesting. And if Jokic is going to have any more motivation in the spot, give me the Nuggets laying the points, especially because I kind of feel like the Clippers are a fake sharp play. The Clippers are considered plucky underdogs. They do have a winning ATS record as an underdog, but they're 0-4 against the number in their last four versus winning teams, 3-6 against the number as 5-7 point underdogs. And the Nuggets have a winning ATS record as 5-7 point favorites. Also, again, kind of the same thing with the Bulls Bucks situation. When I saw Clippers +6.5, my first thought was to go with the Clippers, right? But especially because the Clippers have covered 3 straight against the Nuggets, and this feels like a pretty high number considering how poorly the Nuggets have played recently. They lost in overtime as road favorites against Cleveland 2 games ago, and then they were beat by 20 by the Boston Celtics in their previous game. So seeing the Nuggets at 6.5 points, it was like, whoa, should probably take the Clippers here. But again, you got the motivation for Denver to stay out of the play-in slot. You got the Jokic versus Morris storyline. I love a good revenge game. You get the revenge of Austin Rivers. You might poo-poo that, but Denver and Jokic really only need a couple role players or three-point shooters to step up and help Jokic out, and Denver can cruise past the Clippers in the spot. And there is no love lost between these two organizations. So I think Denver, given the Jokic thing, given the Rivers thing, given its playoff seeding currently, and the fact that these teams have met in the playoffs recently, I think that this game is going to bring out the best in Denver, especially coming off of 2 straight losses. So it's a big number. Both of these plays are plug your nose and hold. Plug your nose? I don't know. It's bets that are going to make you wins, I guess, is what I wrote today and what I'll say again. But I'll lay 6.5 points of the Denver Nuggets hosting the Los Angeles Clippers, and then I'll take 6.5 points. Oh, check that. I'll take 7.5 points now Chicago Bulls got up to 7.5 after Zach LaVine is listed as questionable. Oh no, I didn't mention that much of Zach LaVine, but I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna roll the dice, and I'm finding this out live currently as you guys are hearing this. I'm still gonna take the Bulls 7.5 points. So let's go with the Chicago Bulls +7 at the Milwaukee Bucks for my two best bets on the Tuesday slate. Always remember to do your best. Or do your own homework in here and shop around for the best numbers if you're not in Colorado or New Jersey, where I hope you check out Tipico Sportsbook, our great sponsor. Also, always check for the most up-to-date injury reports. As you can find, or as you see, you know, you're getting news around the clock from the NBA, especially when these when it comes to these game-to-game injury reports. So do your own homework, shop for the best number, and best of luck whether you fade or follow me. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Peace.
Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast Daily NBA Show featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.